Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I'm Bobby Haha, along with comedian Ben Rosenfeld. And today we're going to discuss what's going on.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. We're going right to the topics. First time ever.
Well, let's talk about how was your weekend, Ben?
No, let's do topics.
No, because I want to go right to the what's going on. Well, how'd your weekend go?
It was great.
What'd you do? Tell me. You got engaged some?
No. Regular spots and stuff.
So it was good. You had a good time.
Oh, my book got up to number 18 in the Amazon top 100 for dark humor.
Wow. Congratulations, Ben.
Thank you. And then my Kindle version coming out Wednesday or Thursday, or it's out today. The Kindle version is coming too.
Wow, the Kindle version.
If you don't like printing books, although I think it's better as a coffee table.
The printed book is better as a coffee table book because it's got good illustrations in there.
Yeah, well, it has the Kindle has.
Yeah, but it's not the same as when you're seeing it on the pages.
Yeah, but it's
you know,
I made that happen.
Ben needs to make more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he needs another printing here going on.
That's right.
So people out there, buy the book.
RussianOptimism.com.
RussianOptimism.com.
Well, how was your weekend, Bobby?
Not good, Ben.
Uh-oh.
Not good at all. I did get laid and everything, but one guy I wanted to bang, he said he likes three ways.
Okay.
So I had him tricked. I had another guy say, he was going to come over. Right?
And then he didn't come
and
over.
And then he sent me an email saying, oh, no, I text messages. Oh, I can't come now. My car don't want to start.
But he wasn't going to come to begin with.
No, I told him, but then I told him to send, because he didn't want to look like a bad guy, send a text message.
Yeah,
so
this
guy came over to my house, this young man. He's got some keister, too. He's got some ass on him. So I says, well, the other guy's not going to come now. So he knew it was a trick. Like, he felt it out.
Right.
And he goes, well, I can't stay then. I only like three-way. You got anybody else? I says, no.
That must be nice to be... The gay lifestyle must be nice. Sorry, I only do three ways, and you have enough three ways that just happens. I'm jealous, Bobby.
Yeah, well, so I said no. I said, okay, goodbye. But I said it in a nice way. I was very nice to him. I'm pretty nice about it. But I missed out on that one. He got the keister, boy. Let me tell you. So I lost out on that one, but I had a couple other ones, and they weren't that great, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a normal distribution curve, I would imagine.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing great this weekend. And then my legs started swelling up, and I've got these shooting pains. I got neuropathy now in my legs. So I got shooting pains. My legs are swelling up this week. I went to the doctor. Now I'm fine, but it hurts still. There's a lot of pain. So I got to wait. He said that'll take like a month to go away.
Jeez. What's that from?
It's from something. So what happened is... I have neuropathy and stuff. Plus, my mother had nerve problems. She had Parkinson's disease. So I guess it's genetic. And I'm trucking along here. But it was not great without the yes there. When you get turned down, when the guy's right in the house with you.
Yeah, that's what I call the Leon Lett fumble. If you remember from the Cowboys guy, he was this big, big lineman.
I remember, and he tried to score.
He was about to score, but he started strutting on the 4-yard line.
Right, and then he hit out of his hand.
Hit out of his hand.
Right.
That's what you're about
and
to score.
And what about the Giants? I mean, the Dallas the other day.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend, he got the same thing. He tried to reach for the extra yardage instead of just taking the ball right there and holding onto it. And that's what cost him the ball... Did not stay in his hand, but, so it was a fumble.
But reaching like for the extra yardage is different than just showboating.
Right, no, it is a difference, but it's still...
Yeah, that's just you're being a competitor.
Right.
You know,
you're just trying to get that extra yard to get the first down. But I understand. But what happened is, so I fumbled the ball.
You Leon Letted it. You were about to score.
No, but then he wanted to come back again.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that.
No, he wanted to come back, but with another guy.
You got
to
keep your pimp pants.
I don't have people
strong,
in my house. I got to move out.
You have a very specific screening process.
Right.
They have to have at least four photos on Adam for Adam or they can't come over. It's very
No, it's specific. Not that I have to know something about them. And this one I know for like 12 years.
Oh, okay.
And the one he was going to bring over was a baby. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to cave into his demands.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
You got to keep your pimp hands strong.
That's why I don't have a TV show today, because I wouldn't cave into demands. Okay, so let's go to topics now, Ben.
Let's get to the topics. Biggest topic, in Paris, the Charlie Hebdo, I don't know how to say it, but
Hebdo, the
shooting in the satirical paper last week.
Right, well, that was a big deal.
Still is. It's fucking insane.
No, but you know what gets me? They covered that, but last week, 2,000 people were killed in Africa by that other group. The what do you call them?
But I mean, Africa's kind of known.
What's the group that kidnapped the girls?
I don't even know.
Look on your. Come on, Ben. Get the information out. The Babo something. Babo.
What country in Africa?
In Nigeria. They killed 2,000 people this last week, and no one even put that in the news.
I saw it on. I saw a little.
It wasn't. It should have been more. The 2,000 people. Okay. Okay. 12 people is bad to get massacred in Paris. Yes, it is bad because of the freedom of speech thing. But also 2,000 Boko Haram. So the Boko Haram, they killed 2,000 people, and that's not on the news. We're the only ones covering that on the show right now. Me and you didn't even have anything on it.
I did not have it.
So I have to come in and bring those subjects in that the people that don't know about, they don't care about, but Bobby Haha, he cares about these things.
So what happened there, Bobby? 2 pounds.
They came into a village. There was no one defending the village, and they just wiped out 2,000 people with rockets and weaponry. Someone's supplying them the weapons. This Boko Haram. They're living out in the middle of the jungle there.
Explosives strapped to a girl. Oh no, that's a different one. Sorry.
No, that's different. Jesus. This is 2,000 people. They just slaughtered. Completely slaughtered anything that moved in that town. And you don't hear nothing about it on the news.
I mean, to be fair, African warlords, you know.
Listen, that's so what? So they're French warlords. Who gives a shit? It's the same thing. It's worse. 2,000 people is a lot worse than 12 people getting killed. It's still bad. Either one. I don't say the one thing in Paris is good because it's also taking away the freedom of speech. But also, people got to be concerned with these other countries just because they don't have oil or something.
Or
we don't
white,
care, or
white
whatever.
People.
Or white people. There's no care for that.
Let's call a spade. Bobby.
Right, exactly. That's a little racist too, Ben. There's a spade. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't,
you're
know,
saying that you're very racist, Ben. I can see that.
Didn't mean it in that way.
Yes, you did, Ben. Yeah, Ben, you mean you're
that's
a
the expression.
Human being. No, it's not.
That's literally the expression.
Yeah.
What, you want to call a diamond a diamond? Bobby, that's
no,
horrible for the sound.
Oh, well, sorry, but that was my apple pies being put in the garbage.
Being compacted by Bobby's fingers.
Right. I forgot that we were on the air today. Okay, Ben, I thought we were just having a regular discussion. So, what do you think about this? This is Boko Haram.
We're going to Boko Haram first.
Yeah. I believe they deserve more coverage right now from us, from the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
Okay.
Who covers the stories nobody wants to know. The downtrodden people. We fight for the downtrodden, Ben, here at the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
I don't think it's going out on a limb to say that any time a bunch of innocent,
why don't we step into this? The United States... Which is the policemen of the world, and we're helping all these other people with oil. How come we don't go into Africa and just wipe them out one day? We could just wipe them out one day.
There's no oil or white people.
Exactly.
So let's
wake up people. Elect people who are going to take care of the whole world if they're going to take care of the world.
No, America doesn't take care of the whole world. They only take care of their strategic interests.
Exactly.
But that's
well,
that's
the French, they're not very strategic, you know what I mean? 5 years ago, we were hating on them. It was during the 9/11 here. We killed them from French fries. They called them freedom fries and all that.
Shit.
Now, all of a sudden, we're kissing the French's ass. Because what, French toast?
Yeah, freedom toast.
Yeah, freedom toast. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, I don't.
We should have our policies in the right direction. But I think they just wanted to see all these people die.
Who's they?
The powers that be, like Bill Gates and these people with the eugenics and everything, killing people.
Did you just suggest that Bill Gates killed 2,000 people in Nigeria?
No, but he wants to kill off 6 billion people.
What?
You know that, right? You know he's involved in eugenics, right? That he thinks there should be population control.
There's a difference, Bobby, between
population... No.
Hold on, let me talk. There's a difference between population control and eugenics. Eugenics is specifically only having a specific race of people.
Right.
For example, the Aryan, German Aryans during
World
War II.
Well, there are no Aryans. There's not just a race of people called Aryans. There's a myth of Aryans.
Sure.
There has never been an actual race of people called Aryan.
Fair enough. But eugenics is specifically breeding for specific genetic characteristics,
I believe Bill Gates is involved in that.
Well, let me finish. Whether it's skin color or hair or whatever,
Bill Gates.
Or eye color. Let me finish, Bobby.
Okay.
That's eugenics. Is when you breed for...
Exactly. And that's what they're doing.
Population control is, hey, let's all only have one child or two child so there isn't 20 billion humans.
All right.
You can, population control is just kind of curtailing the birth rates, which you can do without anyone actually suffering. Whereas eugenics is, unless you have blue eyes and blonde hair, we're going
to
kill you.
Well, that's what they're trying to do in the long run.
So which one are you claiming Bill
eugenics.
Gates? Okay. Bill Gates is, yes. According to you, that this is just...
Well, Bill Gates, I believe, was picked since he was a kid to be that powerful.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
I understand what
you're saying. He's not the smartest guy in the world. He dropped out of Harvard, and he became very successful. Why? Because he had people helping his whole career.
Hold on, he became
so powerful with the technology he used by stealing words and everything, and then he got so successful, this stuff could have been made like years ago. Do you know what Bill Gates' father did?
He was an engineer or something.
No, he was a lawyer.
Okay.
And what was he on the board of?
What was he on the board of?
Planned Parenthood. Think about that. Think about that for a moment.
Okay.
Go look it up.
Planned Parenthood helps women...
Yeah, Planned Parenthood is also the idea of, it'll go along with eugenics and everything else. And
again, there's a difference, Bobby.
No. There is not a difference. This is what these people have been planning for years and years and years, and people don't know what's going on. It's bullshit. You say I'm a conspiracy theorist? No, there's conspiracies going on, not theories, conspiracies. I'm a 9/11 truther. Let's happen from there. But let's go to the topics, Ben. Okay, next topic.
You're not going to let me address this? You're just
no, I'm not going to let you address it because you don't know anything about it.
You're going to spew your babble and
if you do your homework and look at Bill Gates' speeches, everything he said, like the Pacific Conference there on the Pacific Health Conference there.
Okay.
Okay, go find out what Bill Gates says out of his mouth.
Okay.
On every speech he makes. And then if you find out, you might find some inconsistencies in what you are thinking of.
Okay, it's the first I'm hearing about this. Pretty sure you took a couple of logical leaps, but we'll let it go, why not? I'm going to passively, aggressively let it go by just pointing out your logical leaps and inconsistencies.
There's not that many inconsistencies, and because this is what I believe. And I'm on the passive-aggressive podcast, and this is what we talk about here.
All right, let's get to Charlie Hebdo.
Charlie Hebdo.
The massacre in France.
Right. That was wrong also. This is these Muslim fundamentalists. Even the Muslims are all condemning it. Even like Hezbollah and these other people are condemning this.
Yeah, I understand. One thing, look, if there's an occupying force in your country and you feel they're
and
not
France ain't
help
occupying
you,
anything.
Right. If some country goes into a Middle Eastern country as a freedom whatever.
Right.
And you live in that country and you disagree with someone who's not your country... Having guns and being there.
Right.
And they're soldiers, so you go at them.
Here's a guy just drawing satire.
You know, we agree to disagree, whatever. Right. They have guns, you have guns, you're both, you disagree.
Right,
and
but you just go into innocent people.
If you're going into people who are writing with fucking pens and trying to make jokes.
Satire?
Like, that's fucking crazy.
No, it was crazy.
And you know, comedy clubs barely have security. If these fucking wackos wanted to do that, it could get...
Well, I believe that... What are you performing this week, Ben? So if we have any sleeper cells out there...
It's on my website.
Right, I keep mine hidden. I don't ever put out anything.
But it's crazy. Like I hope The Onion has security now. But the crazy thing is, Charlie had security people. They got killed in it, too.
The cop got killed, too.
Because
he was Muslim.
Yeah.
Who defended the right for people to have free speech.
Because it's not all Muslims. It's a very small
portion of
fucking...
I love Muslim people. But the thing is, it's about 10%.
I think it's even less than that.
No, they say it's about 10% fundamentalist.
10%
is 100 million.
I don't know the numbers.
There's 1.3 billion, 1.4 billion of them. Muslims, 1.5 billion.
The majority of them are good people.
No, I didn't say that. Of course they are. 90% of them are. But that 10% is pretty bad because they do so many, like, crazy things.
It's the craziest thing.
But even some people, like, some of the 10% are still condemning them.
Right.
Some of these other fanatics are condemning them.
Even the fanatics are like, this is too much.
They're saying, look, this is crazy, the fundamentalists. They're even saying about those are the fundamentalists, that they're way over the top.
Yeah.
One woman got away.
I mean, and the security guards were no match because these fucking psychos were AK-47s. Trained. And they trained in Syria or wherever
they
trained
up, but still, They had AK-47s.
And they were trained, military training.
Yeah, AK-47s go right through a bulletproof vest.
That plus, when you're a fucking mall cop with a little pistol, even if that, maybe they didn't even have
No, they
that.
Were. They were armed.
They were armed? Okay. But even then...
But they were shot quickly.
You have no shot versus trained psychopaths with AK-47s.
Right.
The Moroccan-born mayor of Rotterdam, who's Muslim...
Rotterdam, yeah.
He was quoted as saying... About the attacks to Muslims, if you don't appreciate freedom of speech in the West, pack your bags and fuck off.
What?
And I couldn't agree more.
But most Muslims believe in that.
Yeah, but the crazy one, it's like, if you don't agree with people having their opinions, stay in your fucking country. Here in America, everyone can have their
opinion. France also is a very freedom of speech country.
All Western countries, you're allowed your opinion, even if you think Bill Gates is... Doing eugenics? No one's coming in and shooting you for your crazy fucking
What about the Rockefellers?
Thoughts. Or
they sponsored it. Okay, well, we'll get to the other thing. They also own the American Medical Association, the National, the World Health Organization. They're the ones that sponsored all that.
I will say the one almost thing I read that sort of made sense, but again, even it doesn't make sense to go shoot people based on their words.
Not words, it was actually a drawing, and the words, and that one satire where the guy was kissing another, like a Muhammad or something.
Right.
So that's why they did that.
The still crazy, but at least there's sort of logic argument, is when you make fun of Catholics or whatever, or a more majority group, the Catholics are in power, so it's okay to make fun of people in power, whereas Muslims feel downtrodden, so you shouldn't make fun of them. But people make fun of Jews, so it's like...
Right, but everyone gets made fun of. And the Jews are at the top, but like, the Zionists are at the top. But, you know, let's go... But they're not all Jews. Zionists are a political type of thing.
Zionist is a subset.
Right, it's a subset. It's not really Jewish.
A lot of Jews don't agree
with that. No, it's not Jewish, because it's different. You got Jews there, but it's also a political organization, political military organization.
Yeah, but it's like, everyone gets made fun of if you can't, if your beliefs are so strict that you can't even tolerate other people jabbing at it.
Right, the fundamentalists, these are fundamentalists.
You're not, like...
You're nuts.
You gotta
have open your mind.
In this 21st century, people are gonna have opinions, you can't shoot them for it.
Right.
You can bully them on Twitter, that's okay, but there's a line somewhere, and they're crossing it.
No, I understand. They went a little too far, these guys.
A little too far. That's the understatement.
No, I'm just saying. Well, they also lost their lives.
Did they kill the other two? I know they killed one. Did they get the other
killed,
two?
No, the other two got killed.
Good.
And then the one got killed in the deli.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then there was the deli.
But he killed four. But his wife managed to get out of the dragnet. She stuck right out. She must have left as a hostage. Something. She ran out the side door or something. And of course, she was a white woman. She was a white
French
woman.
His wife was a white woman.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She was French.
It's like turning into a season of Homeland.
But you're saying Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ was a Jewish guy. And you're a non-believer.
He's a Jewish guy who started a religion.
He didn't start the religion. Peter started the religion.
Is that true?
Yes.
I don't even know.
Peter started the Catholic religion.
Next topic. U.S. Central...
Oh, Paul and Peter.
U.S. Central Command's Twitter got hacked by ISIS supporters.
Yeah, but it wasn't... It was just their Twitter account.
Right.
So it's nothing sensitive was involved in it. That's what they say, but it could be some sensitive material could have gotten involved, but we don't know for a fact because they're not going to tell us. The government's not going to tell you what's going on.
Of course. I agree with that one. Your Bill Gates eugenics thing, I'm on the fence about.
And what about the government with 9/11? You don't think that's happened?
Again.
You think Osama bin Laden really did that? Some guys with little plastic knives did all that? It's impossible to fly those planes, those side planes, into that building. Did you know that? Did you know that was drones that were flown into that building?
It was drones?
Yeah. Those planes that hit were military, flew by... So I'm not going to get into the whole story, but because I like my life. But
all right, you heard it here, not first, but
no, I'm definitely a 9/11 truther. Too many things happened, like building number 7 just came down and imploded right in like this, and they say no, it went straight up.
There's
even come on. Ben. If you don't think they found the day before and 2 days before, they said there was $2 trillion missing from the defense budget. All those people in that office in the Navy intelligence got killed in Building 7. Come on, Ben. Let's wake up. Wake up, America!
Point is, with the U.S. Central Command Twitter hacked, attacks are going to go on. One, there's going to be crazy shooters, but there's also going to be technical attacks where you get into somebody's systems, bad things can happen too. It happened with Sony. That's just going to get worse and worse.
Well, Sony, somebody that worked for Sony did that. They found out it was not Korea.
I didn't see
that. It was a Sony employee.
I didn't see that.
They know it had to come from Sony.
They said it was, FBI said they found that it was from North Korea addresses and shit.
No, no, they directed it towards North Korea to put the blame on them, but it was a Sony guy. They said it had to come from Sony. Some employee somewhere at Sony did that.
I don't know.
It was not from North Korea. Yes, it was.
I didn't see that news.
That's why you don't hear nothing about it anymore.
Well, I will give you this, regardless of this specific story, whenever, it's always the outrageous shit is on page one, and then when something gets updated and retracted, it's on page 47.
Right, exactly.
Like the Duke Lacrosse guys that were accused.
With the rape, right. The rape, they got accused, it was on page
front
one.
Page for
the redactment,
months,
like you said, was on page 16.
Yeah, retraction months later,
right.
Nothing. Next topic, Ohio State versus Oregon National Championship.
They won. They won a national championship. How about the Buckeyes, man? The Brown
and
Eyes.
What's interesting, and this is why everyone's been wanting a playoff, because people were saying Ohio State didn't even deserve to be in the playoff.
And
they
won.
Beat everyone.
Right.
They beat Alabama and Oregon. Or
right.
Florida
well,
State.
No, they're a great team.
Yeah. And that's...
Right. They won beat Oregon.
It should be an 8-team playoff. Because I wanted to see what TCU would have done. And
I don't think
Baylor.
Texas Christian could have beat them.
But that's what Ohio should, State... That's what they were saying
right,
about
but
Ohio
I'm just
State.
Saying, there should be an 8-team playoff myself. 8-team I believe that.
Playoff.
Or do like the 16-team Final Four. Like the Final Four. That,
just, 16 is too many weeks.
Yeah, right. Too many
they're
weeks.
Already,
so
they already
do it once a week.
15 games. It's like an NFL
right.
season.
Right, right. So that's the yeah, Final 6. Final 8 would be good.
You got to have... I think you should have fewer regular season college games and
yeah, take
more
off
playoffs.
Two, yeah, take off two games, go back to 10 games instead of 12.
Yeah.
And then have an extra
or,
playoff.
Or
right?
12 including the championship game. Because now it's 12 games plus the championship game plus a BCS.
Well, now
the second.
It's 12 and the BCS and all that stuff.
And, but they also have a conference championship
conference
game.
Championship,
so Ohio
right.
State's played 15 games.
Right.
That's a season and a half from 10
right.
years ago.
Right.
Yeah, so they...
It used to be 10 games. Then you
yeah,
go to the national
yeah,
championship.
Yeah. 11 with the... Yeah.
Yeah, the national championship was the 11th game.
Yeah.
The 10-game season.
At least 13. You got to... Because those bodies, the guys aren't getting paid. Their bodies are getting wrecked.
Well, now they say they're going to be able to get money now with the college things. Some colleges sued, and they're going to be able to get something.
That's still going through the courts. Yeah,
right.
Northwestern
right.
unionizing.
They should. Good. Because let me tell you something. They're out there getting... These guys get hurt really bad.
Really
most,
easy.
Of, most of them.
And
the majority
they don't make
do not make the NFL. The majority are not going to make professional sports. And these people are giving up their bodies for these teams. And it's some guys only make the practice squads.
I would say at the least they should get 6 years to finish to get a degree automatically,
right.
regardless of...
Right. Because,
even if they quit after 1 year, you should pay for their 6 years for free college.
Right.
And they should get a stipend while they're playing.
Right, because they have to eat these guys.
I mean, they get a free meal plan, but they should have...
They like don't. They only get,
bucks.
Like, the basic shit. Some of these guys are barely can go out on the weekends. On the regular school days, they get meals. But on the weekends,
really?
They only get, like,
yeah.
$30 to eat the whole weekend. These guys are huge. They can eat that for breakfast.
Right. They should be taken care of.
They should be taken care of better than they are.
And they should be guaranteed...
And that's why boosters were helping them before, and they were doing illegal things.
Right.
Because they wanted to eat these kids.
Yeah.
They're stuck. They couldn't even buy... How about this? Some of them couldn't even afford their own jerseys with their name on it. Did you read that?
No,
some
but
some of them
I
that played
it.
For Miami and stuff couldn't afford their own jerseys while they were going through school.
I believe it.
They couldn't afford to buy their own jersey. So people would take them out and buy them things and this and that, clothes and stuff like that, like a lot of these boosters and stuff. Like the problem with Miami, what they said years ago, and the Hurricanes were doing good. That guy from
yeah,
Two Live
yeah.
Crew, Lucas Skywalker, whatever his name is. Luke Skywalker from the Two Live Crew.
Okay.
You know the Two Live Crew, right?
It's a rap group.
Yeah, but they had the nasty songs in there.
Okay.
The sex songs like, give it to me, baby.
Yeah,
Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah, I know that one.
No, that's the other one. The uno, dos, tres. But they said, give it to me. They had the one that goes out with the Chinese horse. She goes, me so horny. I'm being so horny.
Yeah.
I'm being so horny. Love you a long time. About. That was from that movie.
But here's the crazy
Full Metal
thing,
Jacket.
Bobby. With the college scholarships, right now it's on a year-to-year basis for each student. So they have to do exactly what the coaches say.
Yeah.
But it should be you get your five year. If you get an offer for a college scholarship, you're guaranteed 5 years right away, regardless of what happens.
Right.
Because as soon as you get injured or you don't go to practice because you're studying.
That, you know what they do now? They have courses. The girl from North Carolina. I don't know if you know that. I think it was North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
She said it. The
big,
girl that she's a teacher.
Yeah, big scandal.
Because a lot of these schools are doing this, where they have these no show courses where they don't even have to show up, and they have bullshit tests, which. It's like such bullshit.
Yeah.
For these athletes, because some of these guys can't even read and write, I heard.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, and they're in college.
Like
some of the schools I don't think do that, like Stanford and some of these other. I think they have certain standards.
Rutgers does pretty well. We're always in the top five in APR and like graduation rates and all that.
Right, but I'm just saying they should do something about it. Like these big, big schools are really, it's just about money.
Yeah.
That they're bringing in from television.
Sure, which is fine. Make some money, but at least
make sure
the kids
right,
a
and make
bit.
Sure they have to get an education.
Yeah.
Because anybody that cannot read and write, and he's playing professional sports, and he went to college, and he's supposed to graduate, there's something wrong there with America.
Makes a joke of your entire university.
Exactly.
Next topic.
And North Carolina is a good school, too.
Unless you're an athlete.
Right, but I mean, besides
special,
that,
yeah.
There's like Duke,
oh,
North
yeah,
Carolina,
yeah.
Schools down
yeah.
there in North Carolina are really good schools. North Carolina yeah. State also.
Totally.
They're very good with education, and it's like it's sad to see that these guys are not getting that education, or they don't qualify for it.
Yeah. Next topic. Facebook is going to start posting Amber Alerts for missing children in a specific area. Smart. It's a nice community
service. I think it's a good thing because Amber Alerts are very important.
And
these guys very quickly.
Right, and everyone checks Facebook. No one checks wherever
right,
they post
exactly.
Amber
so
Alerts.
Facebook is a good thing. I think that's one that's, good thing about Facebook.
That's the first
because,
good thing they're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, because I do not like these child filthy animal molesters.
Of course, when they post those Amber Alerts, if it has, like, little Johnny missing, 10,000 people like this, that could be a problem, too. Like,
no,
if you can click like on it, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but they
problem.
Usually have... Oh, no, I don't think they're going to like that.
Because that's their only option. They should do something where it's not.
No, but they shouldn't
bad.
Even have anything. Just put the alert.
Right.
Where it shouldn't have an option like that, like or dislike or whatever.
Right.
It should just say, little Johnny is missing. Here is what the car they think he was in or what it looks like. And this is the area that he was missing in. And that's the only thing they should put down. Not like it or comment on it or anything like that. Unless you have information that could help the authorities find little Johnny.
But knowing Facebook, they're going to allow likes and comments because that gets them traffic and people checking. Yeah. I don't know. In general, it's good, but Facebook always does shady shit.
Yeah, they put the they mess it up. What's going on?
This one was interesting in the weird news aisle. Alabama schools are teaching students to have canned goods with them, so if there's an attacker, they can chuck canned goods at them.
That's not good. Because these canned goods, they'll also start hitting other kids with it when they get mad.
Or the teacher.
Right, but these kids will hit other kids when they're
right,
angry.
Right, when someone turns
when
their
they're
back.
Angry, when they're angry, you have a weapon on you, you're going to use it.
It's,
and that can, is they're showing the kids it's a weapon.
And you can bludgeon someone with it.
Right.
A lot of weapon uses.
You can kill someone with that. If you hit them in the head hard enough with a can, you can kill them.
A spitball is annoying as it is. An actual
right.
can,
right.
I don't
I mean,
know.
That's, you don't need for attackers. I mean, you should just stick together, have the parents either bring them to school, get them right to the door, or when they're a certain age, have them walk with other children so they're in a group. Because these people are not going to come after groups of kids.
Well, I mean, all
like
those
two or three kids.
All those school shooters do come at the groups where they just shoot up a whole classroom.
Talking, what are you talking about?
That's
shooter.
What they're talking about.
No, I'm talking about people that are trying to snatch kids.
Oh no, no, they were saying like for if a shooter comes in,
if a shooter comes in, what are you going to do with a can? With a guy who's got an AK-47. I don't believe that school shooting happened either, but let's get on to that. There's another thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Bobby.
I'm a big false
believer. What do you believe? Are you like Descartes where you're taking away all your beliefs and then seeing what still exists?
No, but here's the thing. Like the Colorado shooting, yeah, that happened, the first one.
Okay, Columbine.
Columbine. That definitely happened. And there might have been one or two in there. But a lot of this stuff, I believe, is, what am I going to do?
What about Connecticut, where I grew up, that those poor six-year-old kids? You think that's all staged?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe most of that was staged.
So the kids aren't dead? They were all
there might
actors?
Be some kids, no. There might be some, but I don't think as many died as people say. And also, they remember the father that was laughing? You see it on YouTube? With the guy he was laughing?
I don't remember.
And then he gets on the air and starts crying. He goes, you want me to read it from the teleprompter? And then he starts laughing. And all of a sudden he gets on. All of a sudden he goes, the camera's on. He goes, like this, oh my God, they killed my baby. That's bullshit.
I don't remember the clip. I remember you telling me about the clip.
Okay, well, go watch it. You go check online about these things. What about Anderson Cooper with the nose disappearing on the green screen? That happened to either be a green or blue screen. You should know about that, Ben. You work with cameras. You should know that otherwise the nose cannot disappear unless there was a green or blue screen there. And it was a phony interview. Because these news services, I don't believe them anymore.
Okay. User tweets. We've hit all the topics. Let's do some user tweets.
Did we hit all the topics already?
Yeah, we went through them. We discussed everything. We had a regular full topic list, but see, when we don't waste 20 minutes on weekends...
Okay, but how about this?
We have a nice...
We didn't waste 20 minutes on it. But me so horny. Love you a long time.
We have a nice, tight 30-minute podcast when there isn't...
Asians with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Yeah, Bobby Haha.
First tweet from Ted Teddy Man, the new at Big Ben Comedy, that's me.
Oh, wait, before we go to that, I want to give a congratulations,
big congratulations.
To Ricky Velez for getting the job on the Larry Gilmore show.
Yes.
Ricky Velez is going to be the correspondent because we put him here on our show first and we got him.
Huge.
Heard him on the Passive Aggressive show and they put him on the Larry Gilmore show.
The Larry Wilmore show, which is
Larry
following
Gilmore.
Which is following the Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Right.
Ricky is their Spanish correspondent.
Right.
Hispanic,
the young Hispanic man in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Don't curse, Ben. You shouldn't curse like that.
But it's an excitement curse.
It's exciting, yeah, because Ricky's our friend. So
Ricky's our
we're
friend.
We're glad for Ricky
Velez.
Right, he's on the podcast.
We should have probably started with this instead of burying it on page 32.
That's what you did. I'm the one that shouted out, otherwise you would have gave a shout out.
I was going to do it after the tweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the one that told you. You didn't even know about Ricky. Okay.
I didn't see it anyway.
Okay, so let's go to the user tweets now. Congratulations, Ricky.
Congrats, Ricky. Remember us when you're famous.
He's already famous, my man.
The Ted Teddy Man, the new at Big Ben Comedy, that's me, of the PA Pod, is under control, balanced, and effective leading the show. Two thumbs up, Bobby's A.
What's that?
I think he's saying, I have two thumbs up your ass, is what that...
No. He's saying something bad about you.
No. He was saying, I'm under control, balanced, and effective leading the show, but apparently I'm leading it with my thumbs through your anus, is...
Fuck him.
What that seems
like. God, suck at that puppet. He's a puppet. For those people in Yale, the Skull and Bones people. What, did he blow them to?
Another one from Teddy says, fans of At the PA Pod, tweet to me if you want me to tweet. I feel I may follow at Comic Mike V, that's Mike Vecchione, into the post PA Podic world he's gone into. I think Teddy's threatening to quit being a in-the-field correspondent.
We don't need Teddy. First of all, how come Teddy didn't get into Skull and Bones? Did you ever think about that?
Never thought about it, Bobby.
He tried to get into Skull and Bones, I heard.
What happened?
They turned him down. They told him, we don't want your kind in here. That's what I heard. I heard the Bushes turned him down. They told him, go get your shine box.
Maybe he wasn't
part of... They said, go get your shine box, Pally, and shine some fucking shoes in the middle of Times Square.
Maybe he wasn't part of Bill Gates' eugenics program.
Right. He should have been a part of that. He could have gotten into Skull and Bones. You should have listened to the Bobby Haas.
Well, that's all the tweets this week. Fans, friends, haters. If you want to tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and we'll read your tweets on air. For comedian Bobby Haha, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.